In this session, we'll be sitting for 20 minutes. So finding a time and a place where you won't be disturbed. And sitting on a chair or a stool or a cushion. And if you're sitting on a chair, coming away as best you can from the back of the chair so that your spine can be self-supporting. So that your head and neck are balanced on your shoulders. The shoulders can be dropped and quite relaxed. But the back erect with the head, the crown of the head, pointing towards the ceiling, the sky, so that your body, your posture, embodies a sense of wakefulness and alertness, a sense of dignity, a sense of being present in each moment as it unfolds. So taking a moment now to find a posture that is comfortable. And bringing your awareness to sounds. Sounds from outside the room, sounds from inside the room, wherever. Sounds from in front, to the sides, behind. Not going out and hunting for the sounds, but allowing them to come to your body, to your ears, and allowing them to be just as they are. Noticing the tendency we have to label sounds as they come to us, or to judge them about whether we like them or not. Just being aware of that, and coming back to the sounds themselves, whatever pitch or loudness or rhythm they happen to have. And then at a certain point, allowing the sounds to fade into the background and bringing your awareness to your breathing. You may be aware of the breath moving in and out of your body at the nostrils, the sensations of the in-breath at the tip of the nose, and the sensations of the out-breath at the tip of the nose. Or you may notice the breath passing at the back of the throat or in the chest. Or you may follow the breath all the way down to the lower abdomen, just below the navel, the belly, and be aware of the rising on the in-breath down in the belly and the falling away on the out-breath. The sensations that accompany your breathing may be quite subtle, difficult to detect sometimes. And if so, see if it's possible just to tune in to whatever is here. And if it's difficult to detect, just registering a blank for just now and remaining aware. The in-breath, all the way in. The out-breath, all the way out. Perhaps for the next few breaths, focusing especially on the sensations as you breathe in. What sensations are here with this in-breath? And for the next few breaths, being open to what sensations are here with each out-breath. And now, aware of the whole of the breath, the in-breath, the slight space perhaps between the in-breath and the out-breath, then the out-breath and the slight space between one breath and the next. Following the breath all the way in for its full duration and all the way out for its full duration. Not thinking about the breath or trying to control the breath in any way. Allowing the breath to breathe itself. Simply tuning in with as much precision as you can to the sensations of this in-breath and this out-breath, following one upon the other. From time to time you may notice that your mind will wander away from your breath. Thoughts, images, daydreams, fantasies. Sometimes the thoughts and images have an emotional charge. Worrying or sadness, regrets, whatever. Sometimes angry thoughts come up. Irritations. See if it's possible to notice when your mind has wandered onto this thinking and wandered away from your breath, and acknowledge where your mind has gone, and then after a moment, very gently escorting the focus of your awareness back to your breathing, wherever you were following the breath. At the nose, the throat, the chest, or down in the belly. Coming back and anchoring yourself once again with this in-breath or this out-breath. And doing this over and over and over again. There is no limit to the number of times that the mind may wander, and so no limit to the number of times where you may have to acknowledge where your mind went and very gently escort your mind back to the breath. And each time, whether it's the first time it's happened or the 100th time it's happened, then in the same way, very, very gently, just bringing it back. Each in-breath, a new beginning. Each out-breath, a letting go. A letting be. And using the stretches of silence now to do this work on your own. Checking in from time to time to see where your mind is. And checking in from time to time with your posture. To see if it is as you intended it to be. It's not unusual when sitting for a while in this way for intense sensations to come up from your body. Not only the sensations of sitting, the feeling of contact with the floor or your hands on your lap, but also sensations of discomfort or pain. Places in the body that tend to react by contracting, acting as a reservoir for any stress or tension there may be. And if this happens, see if it's possible to expand your awareness around the area of discomfort. Perhaps inviting the breath to breathe into that region of the body, to explore what sensations are here in this moment. What is in this bundle of sensations that you discover? What changes from moment to moment? What stays the same? Not trying to make anything different from how you find it, but simply exploring with openness and curiosity. What is this? What is this? Then, if it stops pulling for your attention, returning your awareness, the focus of your attention, back to your breathing, back to simply sitting, breathing from moment to moment. Now at a certain point, deliberately expanding the focus of your awareness to the whole body, to the family of sensations that are occurring in your body at any one time, as you become aware of the pressure of your thighs or buttocks on the chair or stool or cushion, sensations arising from your hands or knees, from your feet, and including all the sensations that are arising in this moment in the space of bodily awareness. Allowing them to be just as they are, aware of the space that your body takes up and the space around the body. Aware of the sensations of breathing, as if your whole body was breathing now. Now letting the body fade into the background, and let your awareness be the awareness of thinking itself, so that when thoughts, images, and any emotions that come with them arise in the mind, seeing if it's possible to see them coming and going like clouds passing in the sky, sometimes large, sometimes small, sometimes high or low. Thoughts come, and see if you can be aware of the very moment when they first arise. Then they stay for a while, maybe, some longer than others, and then they disperse. These may be thoughts about what you're going to be doing, or thoughts about the past. They may be worries or anxieties, or they may be thoughts about what you're doing now. Whatever they are, see if it's possible to see the thoughts just as events that are arising in the mind, staying around a while, and then dispersing. Being aware of any emotions that come up as well, sometimes accompanied by thinking, sometimes just coming by themselves. Seeing if it's possible to be open to it all. No matter what it is, resting in awareness. And for the last few moments of the sitting, coming back to focus on your breathing. And remembering that the breath is always available to you to help bring you back into the present moment when you find your mind wandering, scattered and dispersed by the events of your day. Always available to bring you back to now, to here, a sense of acceptance, of completeness, a sense of peace.